3D cinema. Does it have a future? People have been debating 3D cinema for years. Some love it, others think it's a gimmick. But there are signs that 2012 might be the year that 3D comes of age.
3D cinema has been around since the early 20th century, but Hollywood revived the technology in 2007. Many thought it was just a ploy to make more money. But then came Avatar. One critic called it the first must-see film in 3D, and many who doubted 3D were now convinced. It looked like 3D's time had come.
But since Avatar, 3D cinema has struggled. In 2010, several 3D films bombed at the box office. And by late 2010, critics were talking of 3D fatigue, saying the technology was dead. Of course, this isn't the first time Hollywood has struggled with new technology. In the late 1920s, sound was added to movies, and in the 50s and 60s, films went from black and white to color. It took audiences time to get used to the new technologies, and some resisted the changes. But in the end, sound and color became the norm. James Cameron, director of Avatar, thinks we're going through the same process with 3D.
But why has 3D been so slow to catch on? Some say cinemas are charging too much for 3D films, and audiences feel ripped off. In the US, seeing a film in 3D can cost up to $7.50 more than seeing it in 2D. Also, a recent study at California State University found audiences don't actually enjoy films in 3D any more than in 2D.
And there are even some who think 3D is doomed. Walter Murch, a famous film editor, wrote in 2011 that human beings aren't capable of processing projected 3D images. Watching a 3D movie confuses our brain, and this is why some people get headaches. And it's also why, he says, 3D will fail.
But James Cameron disagrees. In fact, he recently predicted that in 5 years, all films will be in 3D. And there are signs that 3D is fighting back. More 3D films are being released this year than ever before. And Hollywood is converting many 2D classics into 3D. The Lion King 3D recently made over $150 million at the box office, and Cameron's Titanic 3D is expected to make even more.
And if Cameron is right, art films, romantic comedies, and dramas will soon be in 3D too. Is that what audiences want? We'll soon find out. A film adaptation of the famous American novel The Great Gatsby is being released in December. Starring Leonardo DiCaprio, it's about wealthy socialites in 1920s New York, and it's being filmed in 3D. The director, Baz Luhrmann, believes 3D will make audiences feel like they're in the same room as the characters. And that, he says, will add to the film's emotional impact. A critic for the New York Times wrote, "With Avatar, 3D conquered the world. With The Great Gatsby, it may finally grow up."
Who knows what the future holds for 3D? Steven Spielberg recently said, "I'm hoping 3D gets to a point where people don't notice it, because then it just becomes another tool and helps tell a story." That's what happened with color and sound. Will it also happen with 3D?